بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Points of benefit from Imam Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله. He said رحمه الله concerning the heart, that the heart rusts. He said that there is no doubt that the heart rusts just like copper and silver and other metals rust, and that its polishing is by a dhikr, by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It clarifies it until it leaves it like a clear mirror. And if it is left, it will rust. If it is left, if the remembrance is left, then the heart will rust. And the rusting of the hearts is by two ways, by negligence and by sins. And its polishing is by two things, al-istighfar wa dhikr. Seeking Allah's forgiveness and remembrance of Allah. So, whosoever spends his time mostly in negligence, then the rust will accumulate in his heart to a degree proportional to his negligence. And when the heart rusts, then the reality of information will not be imprinted on it. So the person will see falsehood in the form of truth, and truth in the form of falsehood. That is because when the rust accumulates, it becomes dark, and the realities of the forms of things will not appear as they are. And so when the rust accumulates and becomes dark, then his contemplation of things becomes corrupt. And this is the greatest punishment, the greatest of the punishments to the heart. And another benefit, he rahimahullah said, I said to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah one day that the people of knowledge were asked, some people of knowledge were asked, which is more beneficial to the person, to the slave, التسبيح or استغفار. تسبيح or استغفار. Making تسبيح or استغفار. He said in response, إذا كان الثوب نقيا فالبخور وماء الورد أنفع له. If the garment is clean, then incense and rose water is more beneficial to it. And if it is filthy, then soap and hot water is more beneficial to it. So he, Shaykh al-Islam, then said, فَكَيْفَ وَالثِّيَابُ لَا تَزَالُ دَنِسَ. Then what if the clothes are still filthy? So in this point of benefit, there is resemblance of istighfar to soap. Then in another point of benefit, he, rahimahullah, said, تأمل السر في قوله تعالى يوسوس في صدور الناس. Contemplate the secret in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nas 114 verse 5. يوسوس في صدور الناس, who whispers in the breasts of mankind. Allah did not say who whispers in the hearts of mankind and the chest or the breast is the yard and home of the heart. Through it receives what's received, rather converts to the chest, then penetrates to the heart. So it is, meaning the chest, it is like the tunnel to the heart. And from the heart comes out the commands and intentions. They go to the chest, then they are distributed to the soldiers, meaning the body parts. And whoever understands this, understands the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Imran 3:154, وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But Allah might test what's in your breasts and to يُمَحِّص that which was in your hearts, meaning to purify what's in your hearts. So the shaitan enters the yard of the heart and its home and throws there what he intends to throw in the heart. So the shaitan whispers in the breasts and his whispers reaches the hearts. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan and from his whispers. This brings the end of the benefits from Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah.